time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And though it's a little hard to believe with the cool weather we're having right now, we had an incredible week last week. I left town on Monday last week and didn't return until Friday. And in that period of time, at my house, the pin cherries bloomed and completed their flowering. The Juneberries bloomed and completed their flowering. And there were several. The big tooth aspen broke leaf bud and achieved leaf out. That is, I could see the stems on the leaves. And all of those things were over and done with by the time I got back after a short visit to the cities. It was just incredible. Lilacs were blooming profusely down in the cities. At my house, the lilacs began to bloom last Saturday, and I had my first blooms on Saturday. And they're kind of dragging along right now. This cool weather is sort of keeping them in check. Speaking of cool weather, I had hoped that the cool weather would keep the wood ticks and deer ticks at bay, but yesterday I went for a walk, a mile and a half or so, just to kind of an amble through the woods to sort of get a handle on what was happening. And when I got back to the house, I had 9 deer ticks and 3 wood ticks on me, on my body. And I don't know how many the dog brought with her, but there were a lot of ticks that suffered mightily at the hands of my pocket knife. I don't allow a tick to trespass on me without paying a price, and the price is usually they get cut in half. And I have lots of half ticks at my house, but fortunately, I've never been bitten by a half a tick. So I think that the effect of the tick population is minimal, but it's satisfying, I guess. they are certainly a scourge out there. But let's not pay too much attention to the scourge. Let's look at the beauty. I noticed lots of plants in flower. Even though the pin cherry at my house had already gone to fruit, or had come out and been, had flowered while I was away, there were certainly a lot of pin cherry out in the woods as I was walking around. I was seeing a lot of different pin cherries here and there that were still in flower. The one thing I haven't noticed, and maybe you have, but I haven't seen a lot of bees. Now, I guess what we'll have to do is wait and see what kind of pollination we get over the next few weeks to see what kind of fruits develop. But I haven't noticed a lot of bees. In some years, it seems like the trees will just be humming with bees and other flies that move the pollen from one flower to another. But I have not seen that. And maybe it's just the fact that during the warmest days, when insects would be the most active, I was not here. So I don't know whether or not that is going to be a problem, but we will find out in the near future when we begin to look at how many of the trees actually set fruit and how many fruits they do set. Speaking of flowering plants, beside the pin cherry, the Juneberry is blooming out in the woods. The wild plum is blooming out in the woods. As I mentioned before, Juneberries tend to be individuals, maybe one or two in a clump, but they sort of are a small clump here, and then a small clump over there, and over there is another small clump. But the wild plums tend to be in thickets, and whether it's because they spread rhizotomously, that is by roots underground, I don't know. But the wild or Canada plum is usually there is a a big patch of them. Where I see them, I generally see lots of them in one place. So, and if you get up close to them, you'll notice that the Juneberry, the petals on the Juneberry are fairly narrow. And the petals on the plums are fatter, wider. The plums often have a little tinge of red at the center of their flower, not present on the Juneberry. The other thing about them is that when the Juneberry flowers, it also leaves out at the same time. And the leaf out on the Juneberry is, the leaves come out folded in half. So they're like a book. They open along the midvein. And if you are looking at leaves coming out and these white flowers, check them out. If they are sort of closed, that is shut like a book, and beginning to open along the midvein, chances are you're looking at Juneberries. So the Juneberries and the Pincherries and the wild plums are all in bloom. I haven't seen any chokecherries in bloom at my house, but a friend of mine had sent me a picture of a chokecherry in bloom. Pardon me. Among the other plants that are in bloom right now, and maybe not as showy as these Juneberries, Pincherries, and a few chokecherries, big white flowers, wild plums, big white flowers, the fly honeysuckle. This is one of my favorites, and it's kind of a... This time of year, it gets a little harder to find because it's blending in with other plants that are leafing out. But a week ago or 2 weeks ago, the fly honeysuckle was the only plant that was, well, one of the few plants. Red elderberry would be the other one, but were the only plants that were leafed out as well as in flower. The fly honeysuckle has twin yellow flowers. And if you're looking at the plant, it's also has opposite branches. So it is pretty easy to identify that way. But it has these bell-shaped twin yellow flowers that are probably at their last peak right now. When I left on Monday last week, they were nearing their first peak. And I checked them yesterday, and they were still a lot of flowers on them. But you could see that there were some fruit set, and so they're beyond sort of the beyond their peak of flowering. Another plant that's blooming right now is Northern Gooseberry. And this one has pale yellow flowers as well. Both the fly honeysuckle and the northern gooseberry have yellow flowers. The gooseberry has infinitely more flowers than the fly honeysuckle. Fly honeysuckles tend to be sort of moderate in their flowering, but the gooseberry, boy, they're just branches and branches filled with yellow flowers. So they're... Lots of yellow flowers on the northern gooseberries right now. They are right at the beginning of their peak of bloom, so there'll be a lot of them to see over the next few weeks. Other plants that are in flower right now, the red oak and burr oak are both in flower. I got pollen off of both of them, and I had checked the red oaks yesterday. They were still giving off pollen, and if you are really observant, now the red oak takes 2 years for its acorns to develop. So if you pull down a branch of your red oak and look, you will see these a quarter inch acorns that are last year's acorns. Those are the ones that will develop into the full grown acorns this year. But the new acorns, next year's acorns, are these tiny red flowers. And they are, well, I won't call them microscopic because you can see them, But if you want to see any of the details, you're going to need a hand lens to get in there and actually see them. But look near the ends of the branches where you're going to see the big dangly male flowers. Check right in that same area and you will see these tiny, tiny, tiny red flowers that are going to be the new acorns on the red oaks. The bur oaks have a one-year cycle on their acorn, and that acorn I have not yet discerned. I checked some low branches on the bur oak in my yard, and though there were male flowers present, I was not able to discern any female flowers at that point. That's just maybe me. Perhaps someone with better eyesight will find more of them in bloom. The most of the pines, the jack pines, the Norway pines, and the white pines are all putting out their flowers now. The male flowers are pretty prominent. The jack pines are giving off pollen. If you whack a jack pine branch right now, you'll see a big cloud of pollen flying off. The jack pines by my house, the new growth on them is 3 to 4 inches right now. Not that far along on the Norway pine, but they are coming and following in suit, and I expect that there'll be pollen flying from them very soon. You will know when that happens because your cars and the roadways and all of the backcountry roads will be dusted with yellow. They really put out pollen when they go, and it'll be those Norway pines and white pines that are going to be throwing a lot of pollen in the next few weeks. The big tooth aspen are leafed out. Those are, so if you've been watching, you would have noticed, I think it was May 4th that I had leaf out on my trembling aspen. And it was about May 16th or 15th that the buds formed on the big tooth aspen, which is a little bit short. Normally, it's almost 3 weeks between those two. Typically, if you look at the averages, the trembling aspen is usually the 29th of April is the average first leaf out. So there was 5 days late or thereabouts, 5 or 6 days late. The big tooth aspen normally leaves out around the 20th or the 21st of May. And this year it was probably around the, well, actually it was it's the 17th. So it's between the 29th and the 17th is 19 days, so almost 3 weeks. And this year it was the 13th, so it was 4 days early. And between the 4th and the 13th is 9 days, and that's pretty short. That doesn't happen very often. Typically, it happens that compressed period happens in years when the trembling aspen are particularly late in getting started. And 4 days, 5 days isn't that late. But this year, it was a kind of a compressed period between the two. The big tooth aspens are the ones that are pale, pale green right now. So if you have, if you're driving along this morning and you see these pale, pale green trees, those are probably big tooth aspens. Enough about the trees. Among the flowers that are in bloom right now, I have blue, white, and yellow violets. And you can check those out. Violets are really cool. They're myrmecochorus, which means that the seeds have a tiny bit of oil on them, and the ants in their explorations find these oil-based seeds, and they haul them off to their anthills, and they eat the oil, feed it to their young, whatever, and then they throw the seed into their compost pile. And so violets get spread a lot by ants, and that whole process, which seems kind of interesting and a bit off, you know, the regular method of spreading your seeds, system is popular among plants. Worldwide, about 30,000 different plants use the same technique. They put a little oil on the seed, The ants come and find the seeds. They want the oil. They take the seed, haul it to their house, and eat the oil and throw the seed away. And as a result, violets get spread. Trilliums get spread the same way. And the trilliums are in bloom right now, probably at their peak around my house. Both the nodding trillium and the big large flowered trillium are in bloom. The nodding trillium just began to bloom. The large flowered trillium's been blooming for several days, so check those out. I think the large flowered trilliums were like 5 days early this year. Among the other flowers I'm seeing, wild strawberries, Jack in the Pulpits. Jack in the Pulpits were a week early this year. Another plant that isn't everywhere, but where it is, it's pretty easy to see right now, is a plant called clematis, purple clematis. And this is a vine, and it grows up over whatever substrate is available. In my case, it's mostly growing on hazel brush, but it'll climb up anything. It'll vine up any structure that'll hold it. And those big purple petaled flowers, the petals are 1.5 inches, sometimes 2 inches long. They're kind of a pale purple lavender, maybe. And there are four of them. They hang down. They're a very, very beautiful flower and quite ephemeral. They only bloom for a week to 10 days and then they're done. So if you are out and about and you find these purple flowers, appreciate them and enjoy them, because the clematis is one of my favorites. It's a beauty and it's pretty quick to come and go. So check those out. Blue bead lilies are budded but not yet flowering. Wood anemone is big time flowering. Sarsaparilla is up, and I haven't seen any flower structures yet on the sarsaparilla. Spreading dogbane is up, and again, no flowers on those. Finally, just a couple of quick notes on the birds. I still have purple finches. I have rose-breasted grosbeaks in huge numbers. I have hummingbirds, and the hummingbirds are, the males are displaying for the females, which involves a little bit of a back and forth kind of a flight in front of the female. The female will come to rest like at my house in the rose bush, and the male will spend a 10 or 15 seconds going back and forth in front of her really fast. And he's just trying to attract her attention and show her what a good flyer he is so that he can perhaps mate with her. So check out the hummingbirds. I have a loon who is on the nest, and she is very patiently sitting and brooding her eggs right now, and we will let you know when that develops into something more. We're always excited to see that. The baby eagle in the nest in front of my house is larger than a chicken now and pretty easy to see in the nest. It's getting harder and harder for it to hide, so I've been given the opportunity to kind of look at her as well. That's the Phenology Show for today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, if you have observations you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you.